Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're joined now by Mr. Alfred Lambermont Weber, who is a human rights and war crimes lawyer, who is joining us now via Skype from Vancouver. Mr. Weber, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, first question is a natural one. How strong a case do these families have at this point against the U.S. government and its officials?
I think that the plaintiffs here have a very strong case, and I base that on two different grounds. Number one, I'm a judge on the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal, and in May of this year, we found George W. Bush, Richard B. Cheney, Donald H. Rumsfeld, and their four lawyers guilty of war crimes and conspiracy to violate the Geneva Conventions for torturing civilians in Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, in Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan, and in Guantanamo in Cuba. And the reason was that they drafted memoranda and legal opinions which were part of a conspiracy to circumvent and to create fraudulent legal opinions by which their practices, which constituted torture that was absolutely banned by the Geneva Conventions, they could get around. And it's the same strategy here. The CIA will not release the legal memorandum, which allegedly gives the legal authority to President Barack Obama to approve these strikes. And they won't do so because it's the same patently fraudulent legal memorandum that was used by same sort of patently legal memorandum that was used by Alberto Gonzalez and Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld in the case of torture in Iraq, Afghanistan, and in Guantanamo. Secondly, the drone program, the drone assassination program, especially against U.S. citizens, especially in nations like Yemen, where there's no declared war, is absolutely unconstitutional because it violates the separation of powers as between the Congress and the executive. Only the Congress can declare war, and then the president does not have the authority to be a judge over whether an individual who's a U.S. citizen is or is not a civilian, and to be judge, jury, and executioner here. And here, the two civilians that were killed, they now admit were not the targets. And according to the plaintiffs, the ACLU and the Center for Constitutional Rights, there have been thousands of civilians killed.
So, Mr. Weber, is it then your professional opinion that the future looks optimistic and bright for those who want justice from the likes of Panetta and Petraeus?
Yes. I mean, people should just keep on challenging these rulings in court because there's nothing but these fraudulent legal memoranda. Here we have the secret CIA legal memo, which they will not show. And we were able to prove at the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal, I mean, we judged it. We had opposing counsel, we had defense counsel and prosecution counsel. And we, the court, determined that, in fact, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Bush, and their four lawyers, including Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, had engaged in a conspiracy to circumvent the Geneva Conventions. And most probably, that is occurring here in my judgment as a war crimes judge and as a war crimes attorney.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Alfred Lambermont Weber, human rights and war crimes lawyer, speaking to us live from Vancouver in Canada. Mr. Weber, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.